Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
All right, let's touch the table with some football. David, the floor is yours.
Well, Rico, we talked about the Baltimore Ravens along with some NFC teams last. You wanted to talk about Josh Allen, so let's talk about the Buffalo Bills. Do they have enough weapons around him? He is an MVP, but do they have enough weapons around him with James Cook, Keon Coleman, Dalton Kincaid? We're not counting Steph Diggs because he's probably washed.
No, I yes and no. I mean, I think he's good enough that he's one of those quarterbacks, kind of like I said, Dak. Some guys can take that average guy and make the average guy great. But it just seems like they don't really invest and gets him that number one lights out receiver. He's got a bunch of B guys.
Well, I want to help you. It's also hard for Steph Diggs to perform when he's on the Patriots.
Hello. Wrong AFC East team.
The underrated guy is Shakir, the receiver from Boise State. He's awesome. Keon was very good as a rookie. Cook's a superstar. And remember, you got
a gigantic mistake.
What offense would I take? I want to stuff Daniel Jones in a suitcase. Well, what's the matter with you?
He's gone.
I don't care. I'll never forgive him or his blank stare for what he put me through. You're right. They basically are like, look, you need to summit Mount Everest. And you walk up and it's a speed bump. Call Daniel Jones.
Who's the worst quarterback we can get for this quarterback competition?
Just step over the speed bump.
Can you complete a
David,
pass?
Yeah, David, honestly, unless Anthony Richardson learns to process the intermediate routes, the ceiling is always going to be 7 or 8 wins.
See, the unfortunate part for that young man is he's going to actually have to do more than that, Mike, because we're all remember he tapped himself out of a game. So, not a good look. And, okay, they brought in Daniel Jones. Like, it's a joke of a competition. This isn't like, oh, we're going to bring in somebody. Heck, you would have probably done better off bringing in and Jameis. And at least I would have said, okay, there's a shot there.
Have you guys put those drops in yet?
Did you put them in?
I refuse to put that one in. That is offensive.
No. I have nothing left. You need to have that. You need to have that in. Him imitating Italian cold cuts. Yeah, go ahead. Just play it.
Well, you know what? If we can get a yes from Mike and a yes from Cookies, two Italians, then
Cookies is the fakest Italian dude on the planet.
This morning, he said he was an Italian.
Yeah,
he represented
sure
by taking Italian food.
Only pasta he's ever enjoyed is Hamburger Helper. Get the hell out of here. Go ahead, David.
Let's stick with the quarterback theme.
Mr. Boyardee.
Let's stick with the quarterback theme and go to Steph Diggs' team, his actual team.
Yeah.
The New England Patriots here. Yes, they tried to improve the offensive line, bringing in Will Campbell, Garrett Bradbury, but how far can Drake May leap in year two?
I think, look, you know I'm a slappy for Drake May, so I'm the wrong guy to talk to. I think he could take a huge move forward. So I'll just stay out of this and let Rico talk.
No, the fact that they brought in, they've improved the O-line. David, the fact that he got better as the year progressed. He kind of flew under the radar. I think that, and I guess what does improvement mean?
Can they threaten for the division?
Why not?
Yeah. Yeah, yes, I think that they could.
It's a one-team division. Why not?
It is. That's why I asked. We talked about Josh Allen earlier. Miami's not in this conversation for that division. No.
All right. Sorry.
Actually, you know what, David? We do need to apologize. That was a little
that
rude.
That was strong. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Okay, at least I'm not getting so like, okay. I'm like, we're talking about the
only way
right?
that got worse is we did Kenny's hand gesture and didn't say anything to Rico.
We're talking about the AFC East, right? I'm like, wait, is Miami not in the East?
We responded like you said, the Miami Hurricanes win the AFC East.
I want to apologize.
So sorry. Let's move over to the Denver Broncos there. And the same question, similar question for their quarterback there. Can he take the next step and make them an AFC threat, Bo Nix?
I'm sorry, Mike.
No, you're good. No, you first.
I think that they can. I think that Sean Payton, Bo Nix, that relationship that they have will be one that can really take off. And for an example, I didn't think much of Goff. And then Ben Johnson said, wait, maybe if I design plays specifically for him, and I think you're going to see that. And they brought him some weapons. Yeah, I think that they can go past where they went last year and become – I don't think they're going to overtake Kansas City. But I do think that they can become a consistent playoff team.
I don't. He's like 30 years old. He is what he is. There's no juice in the orange. I'm done. But that's the best we're getting out of Bo Nix.
I think that Peyton can get everything out of Bo Nix.
He did. It's just like your boy Purdy. It's over.
Okay.
Yep. Go drive a combine.
Man, these Giants have hurt you.
I hate everything.
I can see.
Yeah, you gotta stop.
Kenny,
you gotta stop.
My opinion on Bo Nix right there. There you go. I've had enough.
You gotta stop, Kenny. Let's move over to two teams.
He got drafted at 26 and he turned 30 last year. Okay.
Not quarterback related with these next two teams, but it is. One, the Cincinnati Bengals. Have they done enough defensively? They brought in new defensive coordinator Al Golden. They did draft Shamar Stewart, and they still have Trey Hendrickson on that roster. Have they done enough defensively?
No. Everything from losing Lou Anarumo to losing Jesse Bates to the Trey Hendrickson saga where that dude could up and retire right before camp, spite store style. Yeah, I'm going to say no.
They never really solved it. It just kind of dissipated.
It's just sitting there.
Which means that it could erupt at any moment. So, no, you're just kind of hoping that Trey's all right and just won't mention anything. And, you know, it's like that fight that you have with, you know, a significant other. If we don't talk about it, we can just go out and we won't continue this argument. That's what you're hoping from Trey. Because at any moment he gets upset, as Mike said, you know what? I don't need this. I made enough money. How about I just walk out?
And then one more team here. It is the Los Angeles Chargers. Yes, they have Justin Herbert. I mean, sure, he needs to take a next step, but have they done enough in the run game bringing in Amarion Hampton and Najee Harris to help with how they want to run their team?
100%. I mean, Najee's going to be out for a contract, and Amarion Hampton was one of my favorite players in the draft. I like what they did.
And I think Harbaugh coming in, just changing the offense, took less pressure off of Herbert. Because here's the thing, Herbert is right there in the same boat. They can do
Trevor
that.
Lawrence.
He can do the Cancun trip with Trevor Lawrence. Yeah. Like, seriously, guys that I thought were going to be a lot better and was sold. And Herbert was my guy, and he's done nothing.
Yeah, and Harbaugh's made the offense a little bit easy for him. Just play action.
Turn around.
Yeah, hand the ball off. Throw the ball off.
Well, I can throw it deep. I know you can. Yep. Turn around, hand the ball off.
Yep, you are exactly right. That is in football today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.